at right now?
We've got the very early stages of a good foundation and a good understanding of things that we can do on a nightly basis, things we can replicate, and a real strong, especially over the last 10 games, regardless of the wins or losses of those games. I think a good commitment through the group, throughout the whole lineup, to do those things. So we don't have any outliers, anybody that's trying to play the game any differently. So a positive start.
Has this group exceeded at all what you thought they may be able to do?
I think no. I think that you're hopeful that you can get to that, get closer to your team identity. I think we're on page with that. There's lots of good in our game. There's things that we really believe we can get better at just through repetition more than anything else. So I think we're right where we could be.
Last night, I think you called the start decent, was the word you used.
Yeah.
Does that mean you think you can improve on that?
Kind well, of sure. And I got a little longer-term perspective on maybe what we're trying to do, in that I know it's going to take some time. So we're early stages in a bunch of things, how we generate offense and still be a good, reliable hockey team. So, yeah, there's lots of areas of our game that I think will get better. I'm just not sure they're going to get better in a week or two. You know, this is a longer-term thing. For our defensive play that we have some confidence in now, it's done over months, you know, and years, really, till that is the thought process becomes an instinct or maybe better yet, a habit. The best part of our game, even going back to last year right now, is to compete. That's the one area that I've been most pleased with, is how hard they work. And you know, you go back and I look at that Nashville loss, and look at the compete level of the team, how hard they played shift after shift. That's what I'm most pleased with, and that doesn't have anything to do with the coach. It has to do with the men that are here.
How tough would you be to beat with even a decent timely power play right now?
Well, you have to be careful what you wish for, right? Certainly, there's an area. The interesting part about it is it's never as bad as it seems, and it's never as good as it feels sometimes, but I think we're fourth in the league for shots on goal on our power play. So it's a little bit like the 5-on-5 offensive game. The puck's getting to the net. What we need to work on and develop is, you know, how we're getting those pucks to the net and where we're positioned off those shots. So our last two games, our power play hasn't been good, hasn't looked good for the most part. Prior to that, the pucks are getting to the net. I mean, we're right up there with the best teams in the leagues and delivering the puck to the net. So for me, that's the same things that we've been talking about 5-on-5. Shots are fine, but how are they getting there? What's the traffic look like? What's the response to the rebound? So those are the areas that we can improve.
You're also leading the league in penalties pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, is that sapping your offense, or is that a byproduct of a more physical game?
I haven't felt it sapped the offense yet. because we've had success on it, there's no emotional drain on our penalties, you know. So we've been, our PK is, I think, -5. I think we've given up 7 or 8, -6 now after last night, but we've scored 2. So it's a pretty effective group. So there's no negative energy coming off our PK. As far as the penalties that we take, there's certain ones we just don't like, and we work hard at not taking those stick infractions. Some of the other ones are a little bit of a byproduct of compete, so I'm not as worried about that.
As an assistant captain, what role has Blake Wheeler played in bringing your team together
well,
this game?
Well, I think I don't know what goes on in the room for the most part, so we'll just talk about what he does on the ice, and his practice habits are just fantastic. His conditioning coming into the summer, his testing was just off the charts, and you see it in the games. He is in the Mark Stewart mold of every shift is a competition. He's been just fantastic in how he drives practice and how he drives our pace in games. I've really, you know, you know players a little bit from the outside looking in, but, you know, right from the time, my experience with Blake has been he's just an exceptionally competitive man on the ice and very driven for the team. You know, the stats are, I feel with him, more secondary. He wants to score. He feels that pressure to score, for sure. But he's never upset after a win, you know, if he didn't get a puck to the net or not. But he's been just a real solid man in our room.
challenge that is Detroit coming off their big win last night?
They're a good hockey club. You know, you look at their regulation losses, but more importantly, go back and look at their schedule, at the competition. You know, they started with the games against Boston. They've played good teams in this league and had some success. There's a perfect example with the team that's personnel changes, but they're so far along in their program, and watch the puck battles. They're good and hard on pucks and short little area plays. Yeah, it's quite a challenge, but you know, we're playing as strongly, I think, right now as we have this year, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Paul, you back to power play for a sec. You mentioned last night about the mindset. What has to change there? What does that mean?
Well, confidence is everything, right, in all walks of life, and it's not an overly confident group right now. You can't have your power play taken away from your five-on-five game, and two of the best chances that we gave up life last night were right after a power play because there's that frustration building. Again, what has to change, I think, is how we're delivering the puck to the net. We're getting it to the net. So you're the standard coach's line, we've got to shoot the puck more. For us, our shot attempts were over 200 on our power plays. Just slightly over 50% are actually getting to the net. We're missing the net. We get an awful lot blocked. So how we're getting to the puck's got to change a little bit. But all that, we're talking about a half foot in just about everything that you do out there. It's the quickness that comes from it. Part of it's confidence. Part of it's an intensity level. And then a big part of it is the timing and the structure of it. We've really fallen off, I thought, in the last two games with that, the structure of it. You know, a shot gets to the net, somebody's 2 feet off the post instead of being in the front. But that's what we'll work on.
And you may have answered it just by what you said, but I'm wondering about the shooting percentage for the team. Pretty low, and it doesn't seem like it would stay there. But do you see how it can come up?
It back to the norm at some point. We're just waiting for that reversion to happen. Hasn't been as much offense in the last three games, as much a function of who you're playing. You know, that game in Nashville, chances were 7-5. So we'll take that over Nashville's game last night. We liked, again, the last three games block is not a great indicator of the offensive part of the game, but prior to that, we've liked a lot of the offense that we've got and had people in alone. And so there is that expectation. The pucks will start going on that for these guys. And while they're not, you have to find ways to win games.
And what about last night's goals? If you look at last night's goals, you see those as the kind of goals that you want your guys
We'll go back. So we've scored six in our last four periods of hockey. Rebounds, deflections, pucks at the net. Pucks at the net from strange areas. So, but we're not advocating you throw absolutely everything at the net. But clearly there needs to be a couple of the quickness to the decision. So Froh going into the middle of the ice on the second goal. When he's going into the middle, he's not slowing down to find a passing lane. He's going in the middle to find a shooting hole. Two guys going to the net. So that is something that we've looked at.
So Evander's goal line slapper is not necessarily what you're...
No, but you know what? Goal scorers score those, right? Like you, and I'm not talking about our fourth line, but any fourth guy in the league can fire 7,000 of those in the net, and it's never, ever going in. Guys who score goals find a way to score goals like that.
Are your lines staying the same for the next game?
Yeah, we'll start that way. Thank you.